Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And you know what I call it, folks? Small business heaven, entrepreneurial nirvana. That's what you get when you go to my site. So if you're not prepared to be informed and energized and encouraged, don't go to my website, because that's what will happen when you get there. Because you're going to find folks at my website, along with my newsletter, by the way. Don't forget to subscribe to that. But you're also going to find folks like our guest this half hour, our good friend Anita Rosen, who's one of our longtime Brain Trust members and a staunch supporter of all the things that I do and that you do as well. Anita is one of our, she's actually our top e-business expert. She's one of the people who led the Netscape team when Netscape was founded in creating the first e-business website. And so that tells you about her experience and her background and what an expert she is. She's the author of an outstanding book called the e-commerce question and answer book, A Survival Guide for Business Managers. Our good friend Anita Rosen. Anita, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Good to be back. You know, it's your fault that I said the name of your book wrong.
Because
you're the one who told me to start using e-business.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you said it's all e-business now, and so I keep that on my brain now. And
yeah.
But I really am still enjoying your book. Now, I have the second edition. Is the third edition out?
No, I have a different book that's coming out this year.
Okay, what's the title of that
one? I don't know what the final title is, but it's on project management.
Really?
Yeah.
We need that book, because we're looking for project management software right now.
Oh, okay.
So I might need to talk to you about that. Let's get into the topic at hand, which is what you want to talk about today, and that was how to get the word out.
Yeah.
How do we do this?
Well, there's always the traditional means, and my big comment to small businesses, to any businesses, if it's been working for you, don't stop doing it.
Don't fix it if it's not broke.
Yeah, don't, you know, there's a lot of people that say, well, shoot, I've got a website, now I don't need to do all that advertising I've been doing. Well, why were you doing the advertising?
Mm-hmm.
And where are your customers? And how do you get to your customers? Don't stop the obvious. People sit there and think because business has changed, they should stop doing what they've been doing. Don't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, what you need to do is you need to sit down and actually work the numbers. And I have business, and I work the numbers, and for my situation, I found a trade show cost me $500 a lead. That's an expensive lead.
Hmm.
That a mailing was costing me $100 a lead. And that when I was doing search engine advertising, it was costing me less than $10 a lead.
Mm-hmm.
So first you have to figure out how you measure a lead. And then you have to figure out how much it's costing you per lead. You need to do something to so that you can measure a lead.
So you're talking
about... How do you measure a lead?
You're talking about trying to make a decision between whether you run an ad in the paper or on the radio or put up a billboard or buy a spot on Google. You're talking about trying to evaluate how to find a lead in all the different ways that you can get a lead? Is that what you're saying?
Right. And mailing, there's a lot of people that do mailings.
Direct mail, right, uh-huh.
Direct mail. There's people that go to trade shows.
Opt-in email marketing.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff out there. And the biggest thing I know when I speak to people at companies, I ask them, how do you measure a lead? And they don't know.
Uh-huh.
And you got to figure out, first of all, you need to get some statistics. And how you get statistics is, and that's what they refer to as a call to action.
Right.
You need to do something so that you get a call to action. That could be if you have a newspaper ad that you run, have something, bring in this ad and get something. And that gives you an idea of a way of measuring if people are seeing your ad and if that's driving them in.
So whenever somebody contacts you and they're they've responded to some kind of a call to action, as you call it, which is order now, for example, order now and get a 10% discount, or you know, anything that causes people to take action and to make the contact, either to send you an email or a phone call or to come in, you got to ask them what caused them to do that, don't you?
Correct. So that you can measure how effective that ad is.
Whenever I had a retail business a long time ago, one of my businesses was retail, and whenever somebody would call or come in, we had a pad beside the phone that the receptionist was supposed to write down every call that came in. It was a customer, a prospect. They had to write down how that person found out about us. Did it come from the paper? Did it come from radio? Did it come from word of mouth? Where did it come from? That's how we kept up with where our resources were spent. Stand by, Anita. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Anita Rosen. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. And Anita Rosen is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. And Anita, tell us where that book's available, please.
Any place. Every place. Online.
Any place and every place, huh?
Any place and every place. The major bookstores.
And don't forget, folks, the e-commerce question and answer book, now in its second edition. And also, Phyllis, they can find. I'm sorry, Anita. Phyllis was last hour. Anita, what about your website? Give us your website, please.
ReadyGo.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, I have a e-learning business, and what you're going to find is a whole bunch of information on e-learning, which is teaching you how to create courses that you can put on your website. So instead of having the expense of trying to go out and visit customers, you can have them come to your website and educate themselves.
This is such an important thing to talk about, which we have talked about before. But I wanted to come back and do that again sometime, Anita, because this is the kind of resources that you make available really can help a small business separate themselves from everybody else in terms of having a competitive advantage, doesn't it?
Well, I certainly hope so. The other thing is if you focus on your customers, you can never lose.
I said that in the last half hour, Anita, when I said, you know, rule number one, focus on the customers. Rule number two, look at number one.
Yeah.
Reread rule number one. We were talking about how to make sure that we get the word out, how to evaluate when a customer actually comes in, when there actually is a response from a customer. What you say that the people you've talked to did not know how to place a value on a lead?
Well, I'm sure you've spoken to lots of people in businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, large businesses, and you ask them, how do you evaluate how effective an ad is? Or how do you evaluate how effective going to a trade show is? Mm-hmm. Or sending out a mailing. And that's referred to as a call to action.
Right.
What are you asking the customer to do when they see that? And what you need to do is have a call to action. You have to ask them to do something, and that's how you evaluate. Bring in this coupon. Tell us this, whatever it is, have them do something. If it's a website, download. Come to this page and download.
One of the ways you can do that is, you know, I've seen programs where they said, you know, ask for this or give them this number or whatever, or you know, sometimes when you call in order something from a catalog on the telephone, you know, they'll say now give us the number off the back of your catalog, and that tells the company which catalog did the most good for them.
Right, exactly. That's a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
And you give the customer something. You know, you want to give them something for telling you because of the impetus. Right. And you figure, like, in the wash, there's always going to be those that aren't going to provide you that information, but you assume that that it's about the same level.
Well, and some people will just say, I don't remember, and they may not.
Right, but you probably figure whatever type of advertising you do, you're going to have about the same percentage of people that don't remember.
You know, I have actually said, you know, would you mind telling me how you found out about us? Because it helps us to know the best way to use our marketing dollars.
Right.
And it's you just give them a business explanation, and they understand.
Right.
People understand that.
Right.
And it lets them know that you're not just being nosy.
Yeah.
All right, what are some other things?
Well, so that's the first one. So now you figure out what it's costing you for each of these different medias to be able to get the word out. And that, all of a sudden, you know what your cost was to advertise that way. Now you have an idea of what your call to action is, mm-hmm. and then you have an idea of your measurement. So now you can figure out how much does it cost you to bring each of these people in. So which is the most cost-effective?
If you're advertising on the cable station, the cable network, you're advertising on radio, you're advertising in the newspaper, and
you know,
and
if you're on TV, you give them an 800 number, and it's a different 800 number
exactly.
than you use for your mailing that went out that week.
Exactly. And now you can see, okay, I got, you know, I spent this much money on radio, I spent this much money on newspaper, And this one, you know, brought in more people than the other one did. It could be that maybe your TV ad wasn't as good as your radio ad was. It could
right.
be that, you know, especially for me, Anita, if they saw my face, you know, I wouldn't do as well on television as I do on radio. But you know, maybe your newspaper ad wasn't a great ad, and maybe your radio ad was a great one. You know, there are those elements, aren't there?
Right. And what it does is it gives what business people need. Is they're decision makers. They need the information to be able to make a good decision.
Yeah.
So, and this doesn't change if you have a website. If you have a website, it's one more way of bringing people to you. And there's now different ways that you can measure. Instead of having someone sitting there, like you were saying when you had a business, you had your secretary writing down on a sheet of paper, well, now you have a call to action on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what happens with that call to action, I mean, it could be coming to a certain page on your website. It could be
right.
having some action happen on your website. Now, based on what action you ask them to have on your website, you can now go back and measure how many people came to that web page.
Well, when you're comparing how many people came in to by radio, television, or other traditional media, you can do the math on that pretty easily. But when we come back, we're going to get Anita to talk to us about how to do this on our website, which is maybe not quite as intuitive for most of us as the traditional methods. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Anita Rosen is our guest. Her book is called The E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, and it's available wherever books are sold, and her last name is spelled R-O-S-E-N. And Anita, give us your website again, please.
ReadyGo.com.
And don't forget, you can find out more about her e-learning tools that she's created that I really think you ought to check them out so you can see if it could help you to gain and maintain a competitive advantage. You know, Anita, we've all got to, as small business owners, we've got to learn that how to be more sophisticated and how to play big without having to be big. And one of the ways we do that is with the kinds of capability that you offer and that others make available to us. You know, in today's world, small businesses have an opportunity to integrate pretty substantially into large businesses' operations, don't we?
We sure do. But back to what we were saying before with the figuring out how effective your campaigns are, that's something big businesses do.
Absolutely.
And small businesses have to do that also.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is business has changed the last 10 years because of the web. And you should be moving your business to the web, and it shouldn't just be a flat site. There's a lot more you could be doing on your website, and you need to get creative. And you need to, because you can save money, and you can generate a lot more business if you move to the web.
Well, and when you say move, you don't necessarily mean abandon anything. You just mean add, really, don't you?
Completely agree, yes.
Because I know a lot of times when we say, you know, develop an online strategy, sometimes people think, well, wait a minute, you know, what do I do with this business I've been running for the last 25 years? Well,
keep running it.
Yeah, exactly. but now we have all these new opportunities to penetrate the market.
Right.
And with our online presence, and we need to know how to evaluate how well we're doing, don't we?
Right. And the different campaigns that you run, you should continue to run. You should also look at campaigns like Google has AdWords, which are advertising, which gets into the push and pull method of advertising. Traditionally, we're used to doing the method of advertising where you send a lot of information out to a lot of people, and the percentage that are interested then come to you. Well, the web gives us the way to do the exact opposite, which are only the people that are interested come to you. That
mm-hmm.
So when they go to a search engine and they type in the word, like, small business,
right?
Jim Blasingame's name comes out, and they can click on that.
Yeah, it's laser focused instead of shotgun, isn't it?
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
That could be very effective.
Now, what does it typically cost for that kind of positioning?
It really depends upon the word, because what you do is you pay for every time someone types in that word, your ad shows up, and you pay for every time they click on your ad.
If they click through, but if it just shows up on the browser, you don't pay. But if they click and then it takes them to your website, you pay for that click through.
Correct.
Right.
And that one's an easy one to measure because they give you the statistics of how many people clicked.
Yeah, it's called a bill.
Yeah, well, you go to their website, and, yes, you get a bill.
You get a bill, I'll tell you.
And how much it costs, it really depends upon what you put in and say, this is how much you're willing to pay for that click.
Right.
You can say, I'm willing to pay 10 cents. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's 20 people that are willing to pay more than that, their ad is going to be above yours.
Right.
So
I have known people who have been very successful with those kinds of promotions.
I use it for my business. That's what I was saying earlier. It costs us less than $10 a lead because there's a lot of people that click and then don't follow up with a call to action. They just.
Right.
But so we find that about 1 out of 4 people, actually we have a form you have to fill out. 1 out of 4 people fill out the form that come to our site. But it costs us less than $10 a lead, whereas the next closest marketing costs us over $100 a lead.
Wow. Yeah, but you do have to be careful because those same people that I told you about that I have been very successful with it, there came a point where it got out of hand for them, and so they had to really watch what they were doing. As you've been saying, you got to monitor it and measure how well it's doing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Anita,
you can't just sit there and put it up and walk away and say, okay, let's see. In 2 years from now, we'll see how much it costs me.
Anita, I'm going to have to wrap it up, as much as I hate to, because it's really a lot of fun to talk to you. You always open our eyes and introduce us some new ideas. But thank you very much for being here, as always.
Yep, my pleasure.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. It's a good one. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.